Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Why not move south to a nation Pope Benedict XVI visited in November 2006, Turkey, a nation where blessed John XXIII once lived before being elected as successor of Peter 50 years ago. Watch the change of tone for this brief feature I've prepared for you, which includes Pope Benedict's voice, readings from Angelo Roncalli relating to his time in Turkey, and remarks from another Vatican diplomat to have served in Turkey after him. It was the 28th of November, the place Turkey's capital, Ankara. And then the very first speech of his pastoral journey to Turkey, Pope Benedict XVI quoted from the writings of a pope who came before him. A Roman pontiff, who may not have visited Turkey in days when popes just didn't travel, but spent 10 years there before that as papal representative, precisely from January 1935 to December 1944, the war years more or less. You'll have guessed with this clue, the Pope is John XXIII. And the writings he referred to were from the journal of a soul, clearly his soul. Let's listen to Pope Benedict's words.
I have set out upon my visit to Turkey with the same sentiments as those expressed by my predecessor, Blessed John XXIII, when he came here as Archbishop Giuseppe Roncalli to fulfill the office of papal representative in Istanbul, and I quote him, "I am fond of the Turks," he said, "to whom the Lord has sent me. I love the Turks. I appreciate the natural qualities of this people who have their own place reserved in the march of civilization."
And the Turkish people returned this fondness to the extent of naming a street after him in Istanbul when he became pope, right by the apostolic delegation. The street is called Papa Roncalli Sukkot. Being inquisitive, I went to check out the notes that Pope Benedict quotes from in the journal. What I discovered is a particularly poetic and spiritual passage, one I'd like to share with you.
"Every evening, from the window of my room, I see an assemblage of boats on the Bosphorus. They come round from the Golden Horn in tens and hundreds. They gather at a given rendezvous and then they light up, some more brilliantly than others, offering a most impressive spectacle of colours and lights. I thought it was a festival on the sea for Bayram, which occurs just about now. But it's the organised fleet fishing for Bonito, large fish, which are said to come from far away in the Black Sea. These lights glow all night, and one can hear the cheerful voices of the fishermen. I find the sight very moving. The other night, towards 1 o'clock, it was pouring with rain, but the fishermen were still there, undeterred from their heavy toil. How ashamed we should feel, we priests, fishers of men, before such an example, to pass from the illustration to the lesson illustrated. What a vision of work, zeal and labour for the souls of men to set before our eyes. Very little is left in this land of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, debris and seeds, but innumerable souls to be won for Christ, lost in this weltering mass of Muslims, Jews, and Orthodox. We must do as the fishermen of the Bosphorus do, work night and day, with our torches lit, each in his own little boat, at the orders of our spiritual leaders. That is our grave and solemn duty."
Having read this journal, I remembered I once met a person to have lived in both of Roncalli's residences, his townhouse and his summerhouse. Looking out of his windows onto the Bosphorus and actually leafing through his personal books and indeed footnotes within them. He's the late Monsignor Charles Burton Mouton, a former Vatican diplomat who once shared with me vivid memories of this Turkish experience.
I live in Pope John XXIII's house in Istanbul. And in his summer villa on Büyükada, on the Princess Islands in the Sea of Marmara. Very lovely villa on this island. A four-story villa with a walled garden. And I would sometimes open a book in the library, and there was a notation in his handwriting. And you felt like you were really living with him in a way, because of the memories that were in those places, in those two residences. And Pope John XXIII renovated the villa and spent 8 or 9 summers there, became very attached to it, as he became very attached to the Turkish people. And it was through Pope John XXIII that diplomatic relations were established between Turkey and the Holy See. But he left, of course, a very wonderful memory in Turkey among all of the people. And of course, it's a non-Christian country. It's a Muslim country. But he had great respect among them. And of course, Pope John XXIII had very great interest in ecumenism and in establishing the various offices in the Holy See which would deal with ecumenical subjects. And I think that had to do with the time that he spent in Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey. He had contact with the Orthodox Church and with the Muslim world. And I think that had a lot to do with his formation and with his view of ecumenism and relations with the Orthodox and relations with the Muslims and the non-Christian religions.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that feature I put together for you, focusing on the figure of Blessed John XXIII, who once lived in Turkey before being elected as successor of Peter 50 years ago. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.